This is 5 Minute Friday!
Welcome everyone to this very special episode with the one and only Rainn Wilson. That's right, Dwight from The Office is in the house today, and I'm extremely excited to dive deeper behind who this human being actually is, and wow, did he blow me away with everything he shared.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off.
The number one life's big question, and I know this isn't a spirituality webcast per se, but I'm sorry to go here, but I'm going to go
here.
This
is greatness.
The number one big question is there a God or not? Because as Thomas Merton says, who's a fantastic, one of my favorite writers of all time, Roman Catholic writer, he says, either everything is all spiritual or not spiritual at all. Hmm. So there either is a creative life force that created us, has a purpose for us.
Or it's random.
Or we're all a random assemblage of molecules bumping together. And for some reason, evolutionarily, you and I developed these brains and we have these little headsets on. And here we are having this conversation.
Yeah.
And this is all just random chance. And it doesn't have any meaning whatsoever. And whatever meaning happens is because we put our meaning onto it. And then we're dead. And boom, lights out. And that's the end of the show. So it's either that, or there's an all-loving creator, and this physical realm is just a way stop. You know, we were in the womb for a while, and then we're in our physical bodies in the world for a while, and then our souls move on to whatever is the next phase, and then the next phase, and the next phase of essentially, I suppose, maybe meeting this creator. And so that, if that's what you believe, that puts your life in a very different context.
Yes.
Not to say that atheists or agnostics and people of faith can't and shouldn't work together, and that there's so much that we share. We want to make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. We want to bring joy and love and inspiration to people's lives, for the most part.
Right.
And I think that the whole debate of, I never want to get into a debate with an atheist. You know, it's just so pointless. Like, it's not going to convince anybody of anything. But I think we have to find a commonality and a way to move together. But I do think that everyone has to go on that journey of deciding whether or not there is a creator.
Yeah, what they believe in.
Yeah. What they believe in.
Interesting.
Because it's going to inform your life choices.
I just find it's going to be hard to, I don't know, if you don't believe in anything, you're going to feel very unfulfilled, I think. Throughout, you're gonna have a lot of those moments of unfulfillment, and then maybe that's what you were feeling when you were kind of even not just connected to spirituality. It's like, what's the purpose? What's the meaning? What's the reason?
Well, what I believed in was self, and that's not enough.
Yeah, it's tough.
If you just believe in yourself, it's a lot of ego, and that's what I wanted. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to make money. I wanted people to like me and see me in plays. I wanted to play great roles and be seen and remembered for it. And that's just a lot of self. And then it's not about anybody else. And I think it's hollow. And I think for me, what it did is 4 or 5 years into my career, it just kind of rang hollow. It's like, here I am. I'm doing the plays.
It's draining as well, right? It's like exhausting probably.
Yeah, just focusing on yourself all the time and self-promotion and trying to get a better agent and trying to get a better job.
Yeah.
And it's pretty exhausting. So what I try to do now what I try to do and fail a lot because I still have a lot of ego tied up in all of this. You know,
it's you mean you're a human being?
Oh,
you're not perfect yet.
I'm not. I haven't achieved a bodhisattva yet. I am not a saint. I try to look at things as more as service because you started the conversation with gratitude, and I think gratitude is always the best place to start with anything. And I think that, you know, what I always say to people who are lost is, what can you do to be of service to someone else?
Yeah.
And you told me out in the lobby when we were before doing this podcast that you really started this as a service to have great conversations and to help people. And I feel that. And I felt that in listening to your podcast. This was not just you self-promoting. You're really trying to help people with ideas. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And that's been, it's a tricky thing for an actor because, I want to act, I want to be in front of the camera and play great roles and get this attention at me. But I really do want to be a storyteller that makes a difference in the world. And even doing The Office, as silly as The Office was, my favorite stories of when someone would say, like, my sister was dying of cancer, and we would sit in the hotel, in the hospital room, and watch episode after episode of The Office, and we would just laugh together, and we'd laugh till we cried. And the fact that we were able, through that show, to bring laughter to people and bring joy to people was very fulfilling.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.